Thank you very much for joining the story of the day. Tonight is a brief story about the Rebbe and Pas Yisrael. Pas Yisrael means that not only are the ingredients of the bread kosher, but it was baked by a Jewish person, by a person who keeps Torah and mitzvahs. Or at least a Jewish person would participate in the baking, such as lighting the fire. So it's true that according to halacha, we do not have to eat Pas Yisrael. We can eat bread, which is made by a non-Jew, as long as the ingredients are kosher. However, the Arizal, great and holy Arizal, said that we should be strict with Pas Yisrael. If at all possible, we should be strict with Pas Yisrael. The Rebbe once said that eating bread, which is not Pas Yisrael, is connected with having pleasure in things that are not necessarily holy, but in order to go higher and to be involved mainly with holiness, eating only Pas Yisrael is something which is helpful. Again, it's not that it's usher to eat something which is not Pas Yisrael, but it's definitely better to eat Pas Yisrael. Now comes the story. During the years that the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin lived in Paris, approximately 1940, 1935, 38, there was a time when there was no Pas Yisrael for the Yidden in Paris. So when the Rebbe heard about this, he immediately took action. Now, he needed to go a long way to get to the bakery, and there was no buses or trains late at night, and therefore he had to walk to the bakery. And when he got to the bakery, which used kosher ingredients, but the baking was being done by a non-Jew, the Rebbe lit the fire for the oven and put in a piece of wood, which according to the Torah, according to Halacha, if a Jew lights the fire and puts in some wood, then this can be called Pas Yisrael. This is then Pas Yisrael. And so each night at about 2 a.m., the Rebbe would go to this bakery, walking a very long distance, in order that the Yidden of Paris should have Pas Yisrael. So from this story, we see that when it comes to mitzvahs, we should always try to do it in the best way possible. And certainly, this will speed the coming of Mashiach. May it happen right away. All the best. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.